talking about protecting women and girls could be transphobic, LGBT group warns prisons. By Peter Cattell on February 7, 2023. Discussions regarding the protection of women and girls in UK prisons could be transphobic, a pro-LGBT group has claimed. The Pride in Prison and Probation, PIPP, group, a government staff organization that supports LGBT ideology, has claimed that discussions surrounding wanting to protect women and girls could be transphobic. It comes amid public outcry in Britain over attempts to house male rapists described as so-called trans women in female prisons. Despite previous evidence describing such arrangements as putting women and girls housed at serious risk. However, according to a report by The Times, PIP believes that such talk of protecting such prisoners could be problematic, and has reportedly emailed staff within the Ministry of Justice ordering them to stay away from certain terms and phrases. Within the alleged email, the group, which reportedly sits on the Prison and Probation Service Board, which, among other things, allocates transgender prisoners, claimed that discussions of protecting women and girls could be considered transphobic if used in a coded manner. The message also orders civil servants to stay away from around 35 different terms and phrases that it describes as having the potential to be discriminatory against transgender people, including protect women's spaces, actual/real woman and adult human female. Despite the power held by the group within the prison service, government officials have reportedly tried to distance the department from the pro-transgenderism group's views. With the email by the group reportedly being sent to staff in November, the message represents a precursor to the ongoing controversy surrounding transgenderism, with certain elements within the UK desiring to house male trans women with real female prisoners. For instance, there were attempts made to house convicted double rapist Isla Bryson, born Adam Graham, in a women's prison in Scotland before authorities in both Holyrood and Westminster stepped in, with the latter even going so far as to ban the practice of housing biological males in women's prisons. Such a ban, however, was conditional, with males being able to gain access to such prisons should they be granted the privilege by a responsible government minister, though the pro-LGBT Tory party has insisted that such permission will only be given in exceptional cases. That alone may be enough to make many female prisoners nervous, however, with one report from May last year finding that so-called trans women were in the past often prioritized by the prison service, even at the expense of biological females who were previously sexually abused. The safety of female prisoners is being put at risk, and their dignity and privacy undermined, by being incarcerated with biological males, some of whom are known sex offenders, a report last week discussing the issue claimed. The claim that this is a fair balancing of rights does not stand up to scrutiny, particularly in view of the fact that alternative arrangements could be made within the existing prison regime which would enable trans-identifying male prisoners to safely live in their acquired gender without being housed in the women's estate, it went on to say. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.